In Northwest news from KPLU, the NFL's free agency period is underway, and already three well-known Seahawks players are gone. It's just part of the game, and KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel says it's no reason for fans to get nervous. Art, I think we should start by explaining what free agency means.
It means in the NFL that players at the end of their expiring contracts are able to go into the open market and solicit bids for their services. In the case of the Seahawks, they have a lot of quality players, and so those players who are free agents are being pursued by multiple teams, and that increases their value. The Seahawks would like to retain nearly all of their free agents, but because of the limits imposed by the salary cap, they have to pick and choose. The salary cap for each team this year is $155 million. That's up from $142 million from a year ago, suggesting that the NFL is indeed even more prosperous than most of us imagine.
Well, let's talk about the three players who did leave within the first 24 hours of the free agent window opening up.
That was linebacker Bruce Irvin. He went to the Oakland Raiders. Defensive tackle Brandon Mebane went to the San Diego Chargers. And offensive guard J.R. Sweezy went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bruce Irvin is probably the biggest loss because he was a starting linebacker, and the Seahawks told him a year ago they were not going to exercise a fifth-year option on his contract. That means he knew this was coming, and so did the Seahawks, and I think most of the fans understood, especially after seeing that he got a gigantic contract offer from the Raiders the Seahawks had no hope to match. His place is going to be probably hardest to fill right now. The defensive tackle position that Mebane vacated probably has a likely heir in tackle Jordan Hill. He's been with the team 4 years, and I think he's got a good chance to fill. The other vacated spot is at guard, where J.R. Sweezy got big money to move to Tampa. And I think they've already got a guy designated for him. A rookie last year by the name of Mark Glowinski got one start, but impressed the coaches throughout that start as well as practice.
Well, the Seahawks did show their commitment to defense in regard to the two players they did re-sign.
Right. They did re-sign Ataba Rubin, who came here last year from Cleveland on a one-year contract and did very well stopping the run. And he re-signed for 3 years and got a nice pay raise. At the cornerback spot, Jeremy Lane will return on a four-year contract worth $23 million. Lane was the guy who got double injured in the Super Bowl against New England. He broke his wrist and tore a knee ligament in the same play,
returning
an interception. And he was out for the first 10 games of the season, but came back and solidified the cornerback opposite Richard Sherman so well that he got big rewards, even though he's only started 6 games in his 4 years in the NFL. So those two guys are back, and with the Seahawks, defense is first, second, and third. And then, oh, by the way, there's the offense.
Right. Well, in seeing these three big names go, what do you tell fans who might be a little uneasy seeing more departing players than arriving ones?
Well, these are the first days of a free agent period that lasts throughout the entire year. The top guys typically go in the first 24 or 48 hours. There's another tier that go in the next 3 or 4 days. And then after that, the Seahawks are filling in reserve roster spots, as are all teams. And then, of course, comes the draft, April 28th. That is the big time where the Seahawks really do well in replacing lost personnel. So I would tell Seahawks fans who are anxiety-ridden, relax. There's a long process of roster building, and the Seahawks are just at the beginning.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.